Welcome back. Today we're diving into Ableton Live 12 Vocoder, and we're doing it in a drum and bass context. So think robotic vocal hooks, dark talking mid layers, and those futuristic textures that instantly make a track feel more high-tech and more finished. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two practical setups. First, a classic robot vocal hook, where a synth speaks your vocal. Second, a talking mid-bass layer, where a rhythmic loop or vocal shapes the bass tone, perfect for rollers and neurowish energy. Before we touch any knobs, you need one core concept locked in. Vocoder equals two ingredients. You've got the modulator, and you've got the carrier. The modulator is the shape, usually a vocal or a rhythmic loop. It's basically the mouth movements, the syllables, the rhythm of speech. The carrier is the tone, usually the synth. That's the voice box, the actual sound source. If you remember only one line from this entire lesson, remember this. The modulator tells it what to say, the carrier gives it the voice. All right, first build, the robot vocal hook, the clean standard method. Step 1. Prepare your vocal phrase, the modulator. Create an audio track and drop in a short vocal line. Something like run it back, switch, energy, reload. Whatever fits your vibe. Set warp on. And for vocals in D and B, Complex Pro is often the easiest starting point because it keeps things natural while still letting you tighten timing. Now do a quick cleanup pass. Trim the silence. Add tiny fades at the start and end so you don't get clicks. And make it loop friendly. In drum and bass, one bar or two bar phrases at 174 BPM tend to sit perfectly, especially if you want to repeat it as a call out in the drop. Teacher tip. Vocoder clarity is mostly about the modulator, not the vocoder device. So before we even add vocoder, throw an EQ8 on the vocal and high pass around 90 to 150 Hz. You're removing rumble and proximity mud that can blur syllables. If the words don't cut, give a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. That's where intelligibility lies. And if S sounds are painful later, you can preempt it with a small dip around 7 to 9 kHz. Also, level matters more than beginners realize. Put a utility before the vocoder in the chain and use it as a simple gain stage. Aim for consistent peaks, roughly in that -12 to -6 dBFS ballpark. The vocoder reacts heavily to level. If your input is jumping around, the talking effect won't feel consistent. Step 2. Create a carrier synth on a separate MIDI track. Make a MIDI track and load Waveedable. Start simple but harmonic. Set oscillator 1 to a saw, or something like a modern saw. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. But don't go crazy because wide carriers can get messy once the vocoder starts imprinting motion. Then add a low-pass filter, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. This isn't a rule, it's a starting point. You're basically keeping the tone rich but not painfully bright. Now write MIDI. Vocoders love sustained notes because they give the modulator time to talk. So you can hold a note for a bar, or do half-bar chord holds. If you want instant DNB vibe, try a minor triad plus an octave, held for half a bar, then repeat. Extra pro style mindset. Treat the carrier like an instrument, not a placeholder. A carrier with subtle movement often sounds more expensive than just cranking distortion later. So if you want, add a very subtle filter modulation or tiny unison drift. Keep it gentle. The goal is life, not wobble. Step 3. Put vocoder on the vocal track. Go to the vocal audio track and add vocoder from audio effects. Now set carrier to external, and in the vocoder's audio from, choose your Waveedable MIDI track. Here are solid starter settings. Set bands to 20. That's a good balance between clarity and character. Set range to about 100 Hz to 8 kHz. For the envelope, set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so consonants stay snappy. Set release around 80 to 160 milliseconds so it rolls, instead of chopping off the ends of words. Turn unvoiced on. This is a big one for vocals. Unvoiced helps bring back those S, T, F-type consonants that often vanish in vocoding. Set the unvoiced level around 15 to 35%. Now hit play. What you should hear is your vocal phrase being spoken by the synth. If it sounds like mush, do two things. First, check your modulator EQ and level again. Second, tweak band count and range. More bands usually means more intelligibility. Less bands means more attitude and grain. Also, if it's harsh and fizzy, reduce the top end of the range or lower the band count a bit. Step 4. Make it DNB ready with a finishing chain. After vocoder on the vocal track, add EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep it from clouding your low end. If it's boxy, dip around 300 to 500 Hz. If it's too fizzy, gently shelf down above 10 kHz. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This helps it cut through a dense drop without having to turn it up way too loud. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're just smoothing it and making it feel contained in the mix. Now for vibe. Echo. Set it to sync. Try 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Dotted delays feel very jungle and DNB. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the delay. Cut lows below 300 Hz and highs above 6 to 8 kHz so the repeats don't clutter. Dry wet around 8 to 18%. Then a short, dark reverb. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. Dry wet 5 to 12%. Arrangement idea that works constantly. Put the vocoded hook in the intro while the drums are filtered or stripped back. Then bring it back as a one bar call out every 8 or 16 bars in the drop. It becomes a signature without stealing the whole spotlight. All right, second build. The talking mid-bass layer. This is where vocoder gets nasty in the best way. We're still using modulator and carrier, but the goal changes. We're not trying to make words super readable. We're trying to make the mid-range talk and move rhythmically, like the bass has a mouth. Step 1. Make your mid-bass carrier synth. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. Make a buzzy mid. Sawish, harmonics, some edge. Then make it mono on purpose. Add utility after the synth and set width to 0%. This is a mid layer, but you still want it stable and punchy. Write a one bar rolling pattern. Offbeats, syncopation, classic DNB movement. And important, do not rely on this vocoded layer for sub. Keep a separate clean sub layer with no vocoder. That's how you keep weight while still getting crazy character in the mids. Step 2. Choose a modulator that gives rhythm and texture. Great options. A tight vocal one-shot like Yeah or Oi, a break slice with hats and ghost notes, or even a noise loop. Put that modulator on an audio track. Quick advanced move that sounds subtle and pro. If you use a hat loop as modulator, low-pass it first. Then it imprints groove and movement without sounding like obvious TSS hats inside your bass. Step 3. Routing the vocoder in a clean way in Ableton. In live, the easiest workflow is put vocoder on the modulator track and feed it the bass as the external carrier. So put vocoder on the modulator audio track, set carrier to external, and set audio from to your mid-bass synth track. Now the modulator shapes your bass tone. Step 4. Dial it darker and more aggressive. Set bands to around 12 to 16. Fewer bands equals more talkbox grit and grain. Set range to around 150 Hz to 6 kHz to focus the aggression in the mids. Attack 0 to 5 ms for super snappy movement. Release 60 to 120 ms for tight rhythmic phrasing. Often for this type of mid layer, turn unvoiced off. It'll keep things darker and heavier. If your bass loses impact, that's usually because the modulator is stealing the transient feeling. A fix is layering. Keep a tiny transient layer underneath. That could be the short noise click, or a filtered pluck version of the bass. Very quiet, just enough that each note still hits. Step 5. Resample. Because this is a very DNB workflow, create a new audio track called something like MIDVOX Resample. Set its input to resampling and record a few bars of your vocoded mid layer. Now you've got total control. Chop to eighths and sixteenths, reverse little hits, stretch or repitch for fills, and layer it under the main bass. Step 6. Make it sit in the mix. On the resampled audio, add EQ8. High pass 120 to 180 Hz to keep sub clean. If you want more talk, a small boost around 1 to 2.5 kHz can bring forward the mouthy part. Then add roar, since Live 12 gives you that extra bite. Use moderate drive, and try focusing distortion on the mid band rather than nuking the entire spectrum. Then add compression with sidechain from your kick and snare. Fast release, subtle gain reduction, just enough so the vocoded mid breathes with the groove. You want the pump, but you still want the phrase to be understandable as a rhythm. Optionally, add auto filter for movement. A tiny envelope amount or a slow LFO can make it feel alive, but keep it subtle for rollers. In DNB, small changes often read bigger because the drums are so constant. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If your carrier is too simple, like a pure sine, the vocoder won't have anything to speak with. Use harmonics. If it's harsh and fizzy, you probably have too many bands and too much top end. Reduce the band count or lower the range ceiling. If vocals are mushy, turn unvoiced on and clean the modulator with EQ. Don't vocode your sub bass. Vocoder is a mid-range character tool, and watch gain staging. Vocoder into saturation into distortion can clip in seconds. Keep an eye on levels before and after each stage. Let's do a quick mini exercise you can finish in 10 to 15 minutes. Set your project to 174 BPM. Pick a 1-bar vocal phrase. Create a wave-eatable carrier playing a held note for 1 bar. Insert vocoder on the vocal track. Carrier external. Feed it from the wave-eatable track. Bands 20. Attack 10 ms. Release 120 ms, unvoiced on at 25%. Add saturator at about 4 dB drive. Add echo, 1/8 dotted, around 12% wet. Then arrange it. Place the vocoded hook at bar 9, the start of your drop, and repeat it every 8 bars as a callout. Your goal is very specific. It should feel like a signature DNB vocal texture without masking the snare. If it's fighting the snare, remember where the snare lives, around 180 to 250 Hz for body, and 2 to 5kHz for crack. So dip the vocoder around 200 Hz, or make a narrow dip around 3 to 4kHz during snare hits if needed. Quick recap. Vocoder is modulator shapes, carrier tone. For robot vocals, vocal modulator plus synth carrier, unvoiced on. Then saturate and add controlled space. For heavier DNB mids, vocoder mid bass using rhythmic modulators, then resample and micro-edit for that pro energy. Keep sub clean. Put the vocoder magic in the mids, and use sidechain plus resampling to lock it into the groove. If you tell me what direction you're aiming for, like liquid rollers, darker minimal, or full neuro, I can suggest a carrier patch recipe and exact band and range targets, so the vocoder lands perfectly in that style sweet spot.